Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
WWL is your home for the New Orleans Pelicans. Pels taking on the Mavericks tomorrow night in Dallas. You can catch all the excitement on the Big 870 WWL AM pregame 6:30. Tip off at 7. Ollie Cosell joins us right now to talk about the Pelicans, a credentialed NBA writer who covers the Pels. How you doing, Ollie?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm okay, sir. Let's talk about Pels post Willie Green.
Yeah, so everybody kind of saw the writing on the wall. Willie Green came into a season where the team previously had won 21 games, lost 61. Talk of losing the locker room a little bit, not getting through to the players. And that really showed up again into this season. You were hoping that that would have been wipes, you know, the slate wiped clean because you brought in a new general manager. You changed a lot of voices in that locker room, right? But it didn't. And so you had to move on from him because this team has more talent than what it has shown. I know that they haven't won a game yet under James Borrego, but the feeling is when you've got Zion Williamson, and you've got other veterans like Trey Murphy, Herb Jones, you should be able to win even though you're playing a lot of rookies. And so move, of course, had to be made.
But they had the schedule post-Willie Green has been pretty tough as well.
It has.
So
yeah, there's no doubt about that, Tommy. Look, seven of the first 10 games were on the road, and then when you combine that with the fact that almost every single competitor that's come in here or the Pelicans have traveled to is a playoff caliber type of team, right? There hasn't been a lot of cupcakes, so to speak. And, of course, that adds to it.
Tell me about Zion. He was back?
Yeah, Zion missed 8 games due to a very light hamstring strain. And, unfortunately, that's what's plagued his career so far, right? Hamstring strains, those soft tissue muscle kind of problems. And you would have thought, well, hopefully you would have thought he'd spend an entire offseason getting to the lightest weight he's ever played at. So the conditioning was there. So maybe he was able to move past these problems. Well, unfortunately, he has not. But he is back. And it wasn't anything severe. But he has to be able to make it through a season, right? Mm-hmm. Teams today, Tommy, what separates, you know, good teams from bad teams, at least what starts to separate them, is the fact that you have the availability of your stars. You have to have your best player available. I mean, just look at what's happening with the Clippers right now because they've been without Kawhi Leonard. Look at the Dallas Mavericks, right? No Kyrie Irving. Anthony Davis has barely played. So Zion somehow has to be on the court, and that's been the biggest issue. He's played, I believe, in about 40% of his potential games, regular season games, since he suited up here in New Orleans, and that's got to change.
How important is it that both Zion and Derek Queen are on the court at the same time? And for a lengthy amount of time.
Yeah. Look, you have to find something positive in this season that's really gone awry. And one thing that's really standing out is the rookies. I remember 5 years ago we were talking about Trey Murphy, Herb Jones, Jose Alvarado as being the best draft class the Pelicans will probably ever have. Mm-hmm. But we were wrong. It certainly looks like this last draft class is already on the way of overtaking that group. Jeremiah Fears has looked very good, became a starter third game. Derek Queen, he is almost seemingly like a revelation. Last night's game, for anybody that tuned in against the Denver Nuggets, he looked just like Nikola Jokic, right? An offensive hub at the center position. Mm-hmm. And when you can build around a center like that, it makes the game a lot easier because you look at what Houston's doing with Alper and Sengun. So what you want to see with these young guys is the development to continue because this is very promising. That's by far the best thing that's transpired so far this season. But you want to see it work in conjunction with Zion Williamson. I think that's what they're going to spend at least the next few months before the trade deadline, to see if Zion can play with Derek Queen, right? Because on paper, you're not sure the fit is there because neither one shoots the ball particularly well from, say, beyond the free throw line. They're both kind of undersized, right? They're not these 7'2" behemoths, neither one, not a defensive stalwart. But the numbers so far say that they do work together. So we'll have to see how that works out.
What has you most optimistic so far?
Yeah, it's the rookies. I didn't even mention Micah Peavy, but honestly, Jeremiah Fears looks like, and combined with Derek Queen, they look like they could be something similar to Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic with the Nuggets, right? A guard that's very offensively minded, can get his shot at any point in Fears. And then, of course, Derek Queen. Like I said, you need an offensive hub, especially for a team that you've got players that don't like to create their own shot, like Trey Murphy. The reason I think he struggles sometimes is because he's better when somebody sets him up. So Queen seems to be that perfect fit. So that's really what you're hanging your hat on.
And the future of the Pelicans in New Orleans kind of looks pretty good after what Ms. Benson had to say.
Yeah, look, I mean, you needed to hear that because when you combine with what, you know, the season they had last year and also with the Saints floundering, fans are upset, right? And this is when national media likes to latch on, pick on the teams that are towards the bottom, you know, and there's supposedly going to be a couple of openings. You know, Las Vegas is one. They're saying Seattle the other. And so instead of maybe creating new teams, maybe some teams will be available for relocation. So you needed to hear that.
Any final thoughts, Ollie?
Tommy, what you want to see, honestly, is just to find some footing. Because like I said, this team's better than it's shown. And I think with James Borrego coming on board, I like the voice. He's a very much different type of coach. He's a lot louder. He's a lot more transparent than Willie Green. And I think these players will react to him. Their effort level's already up. They're really starting to take adherence to his concepts, whereas under Willie, we really saw no identity. So you just want to see that continue, get some wins, because you don't have your first-round draft pick next year. And if you do that, you're well on your way to having your next young core, potentially two stars here in Fears and Queen.
At what point would it be realistic to start talking about some names as the new Pel's permanent head coach? At what point, and what would those names be?
Well, fortunately, it sounds like James Borrego is going to at least be given the chance to audition for the rest of the season. And I think that's smart, simply because he's been around this team. So if anybody knows this group, it's him. Plus, he's an offensively-minded type of coach. He was known for what he did on that side of the ball in Charlotte. And that's what this group needs, I feel like. Under Willie Green, it was always more defensively-minded when they had success. But in today's game, you need a lot of more offense. And I don't think Willie was ever able to squeeze that juice, so to speak. So James Borrego fits that bill, and I'm glad, like I said, that he's going to be given that chance because he's a smart guy, and he's a proven guy with these players. You bring in somebody else, you have no idea how it would work.
Thank you, Ollie. A pleasure as always. Ollie Costell, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. Taking a break. Come back. Talking to Newell Normand here on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.